everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 559, and I'm producer Gerald. Today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
Hello, boys and girls, fans of all ages.
It sounds like one of them little, was it Mr. Rogers or Sesame Street?
Yeah, I like it, but I like to come in with low energy with it.
Yeah.
So it seems very official.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know why I said it.
Just which came on top of your head at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah.
It feels like fall today.
It is. It's pretty cold this morning.
Yeah, it's chilly. There's a little snap in the air. You can see your breath.
Yeah, I think Alexa said it was gonna be like high of 63 or something today.
Yeah, no, I think that's correct as well. And then that's a little chilly.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to these home games, would you prefer like this type of cold, or do you want some like hot sun?
Because of the seats that we've been sitting in are covered, I'll take the hot sun
because
it won't actually hit me directly. I'm not a fan of cold, but here's what I do like a lot. I like hoodie weather for a football game.
Yeah.
So if I can be warm in a hoodie, so I always wear undershirt no matter what shirt I wear.
Right.
So if I do undershirt, hoodie, and I'm comfortable, that's probably perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably take that over about anything else. But the older I get, the easier I get cold.
Right.
It's like old man syndrome.
Yeah, my feet are always cold, so I pretty much wear socks 24/7.
Yeah, and I don't like to be cold, so I'll take the summer games over the winter games, but I think if dressed appropriately, if I could get away with just a hoodie and a shirt and be super comfortable, that's probably my ideal setting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll, as much as I like not getting the sun in the summer, I'll probably hate not getting the sun in the winter.
Right.
Because I won't get any of that sun just to warm me up even a little bit.
Right. Now, I didn't ask before. We might have asked last year or something. Are you a food guy? When you go there, you buy the food?
Yeah, for sure. It's part of it.
Or the experience.
And diet be damned at the stadium, because that's part of the experience.
Yeah, of all the games I've been to, I've maybe been to less than 10, I'll say 7, 8, something like that. I've never purchased any of the drinks or food.
Yeah, it would be anything I go to. So, like, if I went to a Predators game, I would eat there. If I went to a baseball game, I would eat there. That's, like, part of it. Now, if I went to, like, a concert, which I'm not ever going to do, to be clear to listeners, if I went to a concert, I would eat before I went, because that doesn't seem like a thing that I would eat at. But at a venue where I'm, like, sitting down and I'm going to be there for 3 hours,
right?
I'm going to eat. Stadium food is overpriced. It isn't mind blowing. But it's like part of it. It's like going, I don't like baseball, but right now, if you said we're going to a baseball game, the very first thing that would pop in my mind is I'm going to eat a hot dog. It's just like, I don't know. Right. To me, they like go together.
Right.
So I am a eat there kind of guy. Now I guess if, you know, the Titans play at noon every day. So, you know, or all year long. So I guess maybe that changes things too.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they had a 3:45 game, I probably wouldn't eat at the stadium because it's a weird in between time.
Right.
Or if they had a 6 o'clock game, I probably ate before I got there.
So now what do you drink? When we go out, you never really drink soda. You always pretty much drink water.
I do the Coke Zero because they have it on Fountain.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be my soda of choice is Coke Zero. And because of the seats, they happen to be, you know, 25 steps from a bathroom and a restaurant that has a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have Coke Zero on tap, and that's my drink of choice.
You get free refills?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So you buy the souvenir cup once and you get free refills the whole game.
You take it back every single game, or is it a different cup every game?
No, I talked about it. I'm pretty sure you could get the cup in. Nobody gives two shits, but I do buy one because I don't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pull a cup out of my bag and like blow it off and get a napkin and like wipe it down and then ask for a lid.
Right. So the games I've been to like recently was with my friend that lives up in Louisville. I go see. He's a big Titans fan, so he'll give me he'll need a ticket or an extra person to go with him. And We've been and we just sneak water bottles in.
Yeah. As long as the bottles aren't open, they don't really. Now, I want to say this, and I don't want anybody to ruin this.
Mm-hmm.
The security at the Titans games, at least, maybe all football games, it seems pretty damn relaxed.
Yeah.
Like, you walk through a metal detector, but I've never taken anything out of my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keys, wallet, any of them, and all that stuff's metal.
Yeah.
Cell phone. Like, I just walk straight through it and then go scan my ticket. No one's ever said a word to me. Now, friend of the show, Marshall 205, got flagged, and I don't know for what. But he told me like he must not have taken his keys out or something. I was like, I've never taken my keys out.
Does he maybe have a big metal carabiner or something on there?
No, he looks questionable as a person. That's the only thing I can think of is he looks like he's up to no good.
Like he's carrying.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems like a guy that would open carry. So
open carry and have a big ass like pocket knife.
like one of them flip out hunting blades.
Yeah. He probably has one on his ankle in his boot.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems sketchy. So I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the only person I've ever seen him stop also.
Oh, damn.
Now, they flagged him. They were like, sir. I kept going. I was going to have to see the game either way. I would have just Ubered home if he got arrested or something.
Right.
Because if you wait and you're associated with them and they catch him with like a kilo of cocaine or something, I have to go too.
Right.
I think. Or that giant, like, OJ switchblade. Like, I don't want to get caught up in that.
Right, so you act like you don't even know him.
Yeah, I just kept going. I waited. Once I got inside, I waited.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to get enough distance that if, like, police were called, I wouldn't be associated with him.
Right, now, when you guys sit, do you, like, always sit in the same, like, he sits on the right of you, he sits on the left of you?
Yeah, because one of those seats is mine.
Okay.
Just be clear, one of those is mine. There's a better seat between the two.
Oh, you guys are split?
No. Between the two seats, we're not split, but there is one of those seats is better than the other.
Okay.
And so it's imperative that I have that seat.
Oh. So are you the one in the corner?
It was a prearranged agreement.
Okay. Are you in the corner? Like you only sit next to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's no one in front of me. So the steps like terminate at my seat.
Oh.
So if you walk up the little flight of steps, it's just mm-hmm. a small section of like, I don't know, 30 seats. When you walk up that steps, like the top step is my seat.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no one to one side of me. It's just railing looking down to like the doorway and then no one in front of me. And then my cup holder is on a completely separate wall from the whole rest of the world. It's over there by itself.
Yeah, I seen him post a picture of the game last week. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, he doesn't have a cup holder.
Oh.
And he also has a neighbor. And he has someone in front of him. And he's a bigger guy than I am, which makes me an asshole, but that was part of the deal.
Right.
I love that seat.
Was that your favorite seat that you've had so far?
Yes. Without a doubt. I've obviously been closer. There are better seats perspective-wise. If mm-hmm. I could get that same seat but in the middle of the field, I don't know that there's a better seat in that stadium for me. But I would like to have it in the middle.
Oh, yeah, I see the cup holder.
He doesn't have one. Yeah, that's my seat back there. I look real dejected in that photo.
Mm-hmm. And so he sits right next to you.
Yeah. But you see how I have no one in front of me, no one to beside me?
I know.
I put my arm up on that damn railing.
Mm-hmm.
I could see every single person that comes in and out of that door, which I like for, you know, strategy. If someone was going to come out attacking.
Right.
And I've got the upper hand. I've got the upper ground. I could jump over that railing if I needed to and take someone down.
Now, do you guys purposely make sure you don't match? Like, I see you guys have two different kind of hats on.
No, there's not any overlap in anything that we own.
Okay.
So
there is a chance you guys would match 100%?
Yeah, 100%. We could, but there's no overlap, and we don't own any of the same things right now. I wouldn't care if we
did.
I wouldn't care if we matched. As long as it was organic. I don't want to call him before
mm-hmm.
and set it up.
Hey, let's wear our Steve McNair jerseys mm-hmm. and blue hats.
I don't want to do that. And I think, based on the way that we've handled ourselves, conducted ourselves professionally up to this point, I think usually like he tells me when he buys something, or I was with him when I bought mine, or I'm with mm-hmm. him when he buys his. And I wouldn't go out and buy the same hat that he has.
Right.
Just in case. But if we wound up with the same thing through happenstance, that'd be fine. And if we wore it on the same day, we'd just celebrate it.
Oh, nice.
And if they won, then maybe you have to wear it on the same day forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little superstitious.
Oh, yeah. I used to get that way, too.
Yeah. I don't give a damn.
Now, people don't come with signs or anything. So when they stand up or something, they're not blocking your view, right?
No. And people do come with signs, but you couldn't. Signs in the club section, which is like the middle section of the stadium, would be a weird move. You're not going to be on camera or anything. So you just would have them for yourself, I guess.
Right. Now, when I used to go to wrestling events, we had, when I went to, I say TNA's wrestling event, we had like specific seats that we bought all the time. We didn't have that issue. But I went to WWE events. There was every now and then there was someone with a big ass sign holding it up and you couldn't see nothing.
Yeah.
And then one time some lady like basically grabbed the sign that the people in front, because I guess they got married, so like just married, and they kept on like holding a sign. It was big enough to like the guy would hold on the left side and the girl would hold on the right, and it would cover both of them up. And it was a pretty big ass sign. Like nobody could see anything anytime they held it up. So some lady grabbed their sign and tore it up.
Yeah, you need to have a little respect for the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you're missing a key point that I have no one in front of me.
Right.
They couldn't block me if they wanted. Behind us is a concrete wall that houses the corporate suite that can be rented.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a box. It's like the big open ones that they rent. As of right now, they're actually still opening the glass. Now, I'm sure that'll change as it gets colder, but they're opening the glass. So the AC also rolls straight out directly into my bag.
Ooh.
Yeah, which wouldn't happen in the middle of the field because those are actual like box suites. But over there are the corporate ones that rent out. Also, shout out to like the 50 Cincinnati fans that came down that were sitting in the suite next to us, because that was a long ass drive to watch that beating.
Oh, yeah.
It was full of them, like wall to wall Bengals fans in there.
Yeah, see, sometimes when I see that, like, oh, damn, all those Bengals fans, I was like, really? That many Bengals fans who drove down or live in the area, or is it just they're bandwagoners?
It's a corporate suite, so for sure it was rented out and they drove down.
Okay.
Because you don't like own it, you just rent it for the one event. The one behind us has always been Titans, so I assume that that's the Titans one. They're always like the shittiest fans though, because they're not actually fans, they're just there because their workplace bought tickets.
Yeah.
So. Which I like. It's quiet. Like, they don't make a lot of ruckus back there.
Now, all the games I've ever been to, the stadium's usually like 60-40, like 60% Titans fan, 40% other fans, or 50-50.
Yeah, it's been different this year.
I've never been to one where it's basically like predominantly Titans, like 80-20 or 90-10. Yeah,
it's been different this year. And the only thing I can think is that Nashville has just finally become so saturated with people that they're finally able to choke out the opposition. Now, obviously for some games, there's more than others. That 64, I wouldn't say 60-40. It was probably a 70-30 split with the Bengals. I was actually impressed with how many Titans fans were there.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better. And the only thing I can think is, because the team, I don't expect a big year. The only thing I can think is that also that'll probably haunt me. They'll have the best year ever now, because I said that on something recorded. But, I just think that Nashville is so heavy with people who are looking for something to do all the time that people have just become fans to have something to do.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's refreshing. It's actually loud in there. It's loud when it's supposed to be. It's quiet when it's supposed to be. It's starting to feel like a football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the stadium shrinks down to the new stadium, I think it'll be even better because you're going to choke out a lot of the non-fans.
Right.
Because you're taking away 20,000 seats. But we'll see. I mean, it has been, you know, I said this at the last game, and they send you a survey after every game, and want to know like how they did and how the atmosphere was and how the Jumbotron was and how the speakers were. I mean, they ask everything.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And, I've been rating the fan experience pretty high for like the atmosphere. Cause it really has been better. Go ahead.
So the new stadium is going to be smaller?
Yes, it's smaller.
Damn.
56,000.
And I know they were wanting to do a Super Bowl there.
It's below the regulated amount for a Super Bowl, but I guess they still think they can get it through because they have this weird outside fan zone.
Mm-hmm.
So the new stadium has this big jumbotron outside the stadium with a giant like patio that they can put another like 1,000 fans on or 2,000 fans on that watch outside.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 56,000 or something like that. And I think for Super Bowl, you have to have 60,000 or 58,000.
No, your ticket's going to be to transfer over?
Your PSL transfers over. Your tickets do not. So for those that don't know, you have to buy air, basically. You have to buy the right to buy a ticket through a season ticket situation. And so that money moves over, but you buy your tickets each year. So your PSL will move over. Now, there's no doubt that the PSLs in the new stadium will be higher, more expensive. And so I would have to pay the difference in the PSL and then pay for my ticket.
Okay. Well, on here, online, it says it's going to be 62,000 people compared to the current 69.
I think it's like, so I don't know what you're reading, and maybe I got bad info. I thought it was 72 now and 65 on the new one. Or 58 or something like that.
Well, this is Channel 5.
Yeah. Well, but they
channel,
also,
well, Channel 4 bumped, says it's only going to be 60.
They may have bumped it up because they were below that minimum. I think they had to get to 60 to be qualified for a Super Bowl. And Nashville would be an amazing Super Bowl town. Mm-hmm. There's so much to do there. It's so packed. And that's another weird thing is like you also just see like random jerseys at the games because people just moved to Nashville.
Right. So you'll see that one Arizona Cardinal jersey.
Yeah. Like all the, every time you just see I bet there's a jersey from every single team at every single game because they're just there.
Yeah. I remember we went to a Patriots Titans game. And there was a guy with a Cardinals jersey on, and it was like an older Cardinals jersey of a, oh shoot, Carson Palmer.
Now, this is something we talked about. It's a football cast also for people that don't know, mm-hmm. American football. When you see somebody in like a Eddie George jersey, is your thought that this is like it's just a guy who is repping? Now, I'm not talking about a new like Oilers because you can buy the new ones.
Right.
I'm talking about a classic like Reebok Eddie George jersey. Is that a guy that's just showing his like his lineage, his history with the team, or is that a guy who's been wearing that same jersey for the last 16 years?
That's an original fan that's his game. That's his game jersey.
Yeah, because see, I'm convinced that some people just wear the same thing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet I could count 100 Chris Johnson jerseys at every game.
Oh yeah.
Are those people just showing that they were fans since then, or is that the only jersey they have?
Or it could be both.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell an old jersey versus like I said, you can get a new Eddie George jersey. Those are out there too, and those are fine. All of it's fine. I don't give a damn what you wear, except when you wear like a neutral color. Like when they're playing the Bengals and there's just somebody there in purple, and I'm like, what are you doing? Right. Why are you here? You didn't want to come, obviously. They show up in like jeans and a t-shirt and nothing about them says that they wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The seats in front of us belong to a season ticket member who just sells them. And there must be a stipulation on that page that you have to fucking hate football to buy the tickets. Because they stay on their cell phones. They don't even look up at the action. They leave. They're gone forever. They just drink themselves stupid. Like they don't enjoy the game or the atmosphere any. And I don't know why they're there. So there must be some sort of stipulation that you have to fucking not like the team or the atmosphere or public outings to have that seat.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever seen a fight?
No, that's another thing that I started to say earlier. For those that have never been to a Titans game, it's not like those fans are not passionate to the point of fighting.
Right.
It's actually quite friendly.
It is.
And everyone is, now I'm drunk assholes will be drunk assholes,
mm-hmm.
but that is not a very aggressive environment. I mean, friend of the show, Marshall 205 talks about Eagles games and how like, you know, you walk in the stadium wearing a different jersey and they're like, eat shit.
Yeah.
It's not that, you know, it's Nashville. So no one actually is from there. Everyone is a transplant from a different area. And so I think because of that, no one is hyper aggressive about the team.
Mm-hmm.
Because it probably wasn't their first team. It may be their team now, but it probably wasn't their first, you know, team that they were a fan of. So it's not rowdy like that. Even when it's bumping in there, it's not rowdy. And I appreciate that because I don't need that nonsense.
Right. Yeah, the few games I've been to down there, I've never seen anything like that. I've always seen more of like good game after the game is over with, or you guys to do better, or man, he did a good, that person, the jersey someone's wearing is like, he did a good game. You see a bunch of them hanging around each other.
You know, I've seen what seems like shit talking, or it starts that way, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then like 30 seconds later, they're buying each other a beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not that kind of atmosphere. It doesn't lend itself well to the aggression. And I'm thankful that it doesn't.
Right. You could be, or we could be at Oakland Raiders Coliseum. There's a fight every weekend.
Yeah. I think you mean the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm talking about the original, because that's Las Vegas don't do that. Oakland did it.
Yeah, Vegas feels like the way Nashville feels like, yeah. Where there are people who are fans, but they weren't Raiders fans first. They're there because they're in Vegas, and now they can take in a Raiders game, just like you're in Nashville, and you can take in a Titans game.
I remember seeing some stat when I was actually really, really paying attention to football, and when the Los Angeles Raiders moved back to Oakland the second time, and how the fights are like, the fights in the stadiums went up like 40%, and it's because Oakland fans are just rowdy.
Hey, Oakland fans, the Ravens fans are also fucking rowdy.
Oh, yeah, the Ravens, yeah.
Pittsburgh fans are a little bit rowdy. Bills fans are out of their mind.
Because they actually, when they win, they're like, oh, my God.
They're elbow dropping off of vans on the plastic tables and putting lit grills in their car and burning their cars down while they're watching the game. They're wild.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills Mafia.
Right.
They're crazy. Now,
so update on your pre-game games. How'd you do with your thumb?
Well, so the thumb was better.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop short of saying the thumb was perfect because of what I'm about to say. The thumb was better. I don't feel really any residual pain unless I squeeze it. I didn't win anything again. I elected to take my chance. I didn't fake the injury per your suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hold on to the injury or blame the old injury. I didn't re-injure myself. I decided that I could beat him. And I'll be honest, I got close. But here's the thing. This is the whole story, though. He plays cornhole all the time. And that's like the fifth time in my life I've ever played.
Right.
And I'm close. Like, I'll eventually begin to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
At cornhole. Now, Pop Darts, he is better than me at it. And he's also been practicing a lot more. Like, he keeps sending me videos at night. And I know he's doing it to try to get in my head. But he keeps sending me videos at night of him playing. So, I don't know that I have, as someone who introduced him to that game, I don't think I have a chance to be better than him at that game.
I never knew what Pop Darts were until you guys talked about it last week. I had to look it up.
So Pop Darts is for me, it's a TikTok thing, right? I see him on TikTok all the time playing it. I wanted it for a long time, but never had an excuse. Mm-hmm. But then when he was like, hey, we should go to the games and we should tailgate, that was my immediate thought, is then we should Pop Dart it.
Right.
So it's fun. I mean, it is a double-sided suction cup. So think of like a straw with a suction cup on each end, and then to make it pretty. Kind of like a dart. It's a silicone dart with a suction cup on each side. And you mm-hmm. stand 15 feet away, and you throw it at a flat surface. Or like in our case, we have the board. So it's like a cornhole board, but it's a metal top.
Yeah.
And you just throw the darts at it. It has a scoring circle on there. But you have to throw it like a dart, so it arches, comes down, and sticks to the board. And it's so simple, but so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like bowling. Like, anyone can throw one, anyone can roll a ball, but, you know, you got to get a little skill to land in a circle or to get a strike. It's that same feeling there. But there's a good chance he's just always better at that than me.
Right.
Especially if he continues his level of practice. But I am confident that even though I prefer Pop Darts to cornhole, that I can bypass him in cornhole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are cornhole pros.
Correct. We're on the circuit, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get out there and like catch footballs with other people when you're throwing a football around? Or
we don't, but I did tell him last week that we should bring a football. Mm-hmm. There's something about it that seems right, because there's a lot of pitch and catch out there.
Yeah.
And it seems like we should at least do it 10, 15 times per game.
Well, who's pitching and who's catching between you two?
Well, you got to rotate in any good relationship.
Okay.
You've got to rotate to make sure that everybody's good at everything.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you, because I've thrown a football with him before, I have better hands than he does.
Yeah, I was about to ask, like, who throws better, which I know you played football in high school.
I throw better, and I have better hands than him.
Okay.
And I need the world to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he was on here, he would probably try to argue and be like, bullshit. He doesn't. He doesn't have better hands. He doesn't throw better. We do this like a tire toss where you throw the ball through the tire like a warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
They do it at the stadium, and he's terrible.
Mm.
He's no good with the football. So I want that on record. But that's the only thing I think I may add that we would add to the tailgate. Also, we've never cooked there, but I think next time we're going to try to bring the small flat top and do some hot dogs, some nice brats. Yeah, just for the full experience once, you know.
Well, I'm going to brag about myself when it comes to football. When I was working down Nashville, they had the Titans come and they did like a big barbecue thing, and they had cornhole, they had a football challenge, a running challenge. And so I get out there to do the football challenge. Well, the football is not like your normal size regulation NFL football. It's a little smaller because it's a Titans, it has a Titans logo on it. And it's not like the actual football leather. It's more like a smooth leather.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pretty much, like, they had like a tournament, like whoever wins gets, you know, yada yada. And it was an Eddie George jersey. Well, I won that thing. I pretty much nailed every single shot on first throw.
I only got through the tire once. Now, there's only been three home games. I only got through the tire once. He hit the rigging that holds the unit together one time.
Yeah.
Like the scaffolding that goes above it. It made like a ding noise, like he hit the post at a Predators game. It's completely unacceptable.
So there, they had cutouts. They had like football, like Titans football players were cutouts. Yeah. And they had the hole, like there would be like a big hole, like a guy in a chest or holding up.
Also, had to like hold it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you had, they were, and you throw it, like they're all like anywhere from like 5 feet to like 20 yards away in different positions. There was like 10 of them.
Let me ask you this. Are you saying that you also throw football better than Howard?
Oh, for sure. I throw football better than Howard.
Okay. I just want that on the record too.
Yeah. I know for sure. I'm confident in my football throwing skills.
This is the thing that's important for the people listening, though. He's going to be so upset.
Oh, he could be upset all he wants. It's the truth.
Which is what makes it so good. He's going to be so upset, though. You hear that rooster in the background?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, so I'm in my office, which is where I plan to start recording the show. But I have a rooster, and sometimes he makes noise. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, do you have a name for the rooster?
No, he's a son of a bitch.
I thought it was like Larry the Rooster or something.
No.
Lenny.
No, we could do a fan vote.
Mm-hmm.
I would let people, a listener vote. I don't like saying fan. That feels dirty. I would listener vote, though, and let them vote.
Yeah, fan of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend
Name
of the show
the rooster.
Vote.
Name the rooster.
Yeah.
Tweet at us at @game_stitch.
Chatty right now. Name? Should we talk about games?
Yeah, let's talk about, okay, so what'd you play last week?
I played Disney Speedstorm, so the Aladdin season is among us.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing through it. Speedstorm is one, like, last season I went hard in the paint. I was done with several weeks to go. I was already finished with the Golden Pass, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
This, I'm trying to pace myself a little better this season. And so, hopefully, I don't burn myself out, but I've been going at a much slower pace. So I have chapter 1 and 2 done. There's like 10 chapters, and they release them like one per week as it goes through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he's screaming right now, but it is what it is. But anyway, so I've been pacing myself there, but I did play some of that. I'm trying to think. We played Rocket League, I think, one night. And then the only other thing I played was the game that we're all playing for the multiplayer.
Yes.
And that's it for me.
Okay. So I finished Moving Out 1.
Mm-hmm.
I beat the game. Not going to go for the platinum. There's an arcade challenge on there. I still got the arcade challenge.
Okay.
I can't beat even the first level. So I'm not even going to try it. So I just finished the game. I went back and got a couple extra trophies that I felt like were easy to get. Then I played, let's see. I tried Lawnmower Simulator.
Yep.
First time, because it was free. Played that. Then I played Cyberpunk 2077. Played about an hour. Got an hour in that. Let me think. What else did I play? There was another game. GTA. Played some more GTA. Look at my little list of games I've played. So I played quite a few.
While you're pulling the list up, what did you think about Lawnmower Simulator?
It was fun. It was interesting. Yeah.
It's one of those kind of games.
Mm-hmm.
You just put a podcast on and space out.
It is. I guess I could have shut it. Come on. Sometimes this app goes pretty quick, and sometimes this app does not go fast.
Gerald's looking at his list of games that he
played.
Okay,
I played a couple PUBG matches. 1-2 of the, like, 7. But only single player.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played I loaded up Farming Simulator, but I didn't get to play it. I did play Disney Sims Speedstorm also.
What did you think of it?
Very Mario Kart-esque.
Yeah. It's definitely, when you get into Speedstorm, it's definitely different than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very good kart racer, I think. Which is why I think it's easy to compare it to Mario Kart, because that's what I first compared it to. But it's really different, but it's good. This guy's...
Yeah, he's right by your door now.
He's determined to derail the whole show.
He's going to try to come in.
I'm about to go get him and bring him in.
So I'm playing a single player. I got start with Mickey.
Yep.
Then you got to Donald. I just unlocked Goofy.
Yeah. So it goes Mick, Don, Goofy. And those are the starting circuit. It's where everyone should start,
mm-hmm.
because, well, you have to unlock the other stuff. But also, it really gives you a good snapshot of, like, the tracks and the characters and the basics on how to play. That used to be 5 characters, but they shortened it down to 3.
Mm.
You also used to do Mulan and Captain Jack.
Yeah, I've seen Captain Jack on one of them. But you have to pay to unlock him.
Yeah, so he was a starting. Now, just to be, for those that are new to Speedstorm, to my knowledge, every single character that's in the game has been able to be unlocked for free or through the Golden Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So you can click on a racer and see how you unlock them. But besides Figment and the ones that aren't out yet, I don't think anyone is locked behind a paywall other than the Golden Pass. So you could still get Captain Jack through playing the game.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get all those characters through. Like, you can get Jungle Book through playing the game. It tells you where to get the shards or tokens. And usually you get them through the Universal Box. You can get the shards that way. Or the races have rewards where you can get them, or playing online. But it tells you all the different various ways you can unlock them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to necessarily spend money. And the money is... The exchange rate is god awful. It's like $20 to buy Figment.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that.
Yeah, it's god awful.
So that's what I played.
So the game that it's my month for the multiplayer madness.
Mm-hmm.
It's spooky month, spooky time. We're in October. So I picked Dead by Daylight.
Yes.
To my knowledge, none of us had ever played Dead by Daylight.
No.
No idea what to expect. It's one of those games that's been around forever and people love it. And so I assumed that it was at least playable. Like, we could at least have a good time with it. My plan was to play it for all 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
for Spooky Month. And we got in on Thursday. Patman was at a concert, couldn't go. So there was just the 3 of us. Me, yeah. You, friend of the show, Marshall 205, a.k.a. No Hands.
Yeah.
And we get in there. And I'm going to tell you, this thing started out slow, and I got real discouraged real quick.
I can tell.
It couldn't find a match. It wouldn't let us play together. And I was starting to think that I should look for something else.
Right.
But then we got in. Everything started to click. We started to play. And then it was fun.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And for the first time ever, we had enough fun that we played a game Friday as well.
Yes.
We did it for a couple of reasons. I think we had fun the night before, but also it got Patman in.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone got to play week one, which was nice. And I think we'll stick with it all 4 weeks based on, you know, the experience we had. Patman's the only survivor. We've only played a survivor. He's the only one of us to ever make it out.
Right.
Well,
he's pretty good at pretty much any game.
He's good at any game. I also feel like he sacrificed us a little bit. You know, it's something we could talk about. I'll air it out here where he can't respond. I feel like, you know, we put ourselves in the ground and or he put us in the ground in order to lift him up, to get him through that gate.
Mm-hmm.
Without his fallen brothers, there's no way he makes it out.
Oh, for sure.
So I just want to make that clear. The sacrifices that we made so that he could succeed. But that game is frustrating. It's fun. It's silly. It's spooky.
Yeah, especially the one we played on Friday when the map where the lights, the whole map just went dark.
Yeah. Yeah, no thank you. There's something, they put a red light on the killer has a red light, the villain, the bad guy, whatever it calls him. And man, there's when you're creeping and you're hiding and you just see the faintest red glow come from behind you and your heartbeat picks up, stresses me out.
Right. And you want to listen for the heartbeat, but you're listening to other things. You don't really hear the heartbeat right away, or you're not paying attention to it like you should.
Well, the problem is we're in a party where everybody's talking too.
Yeah.
So you can't hear anything. And the killer has scared me multiple times. And then because when you're running, your periffs don't show you enough of what's going on. There's no indicator of where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just running for your life. You don't know where they are. I'll sometimes double back right into them.
Yeah, same here.
Because I get disoriented when I'm running. I think I'm pretty bad at the game, but it's been a fun enough time. I'd like to see where it goes. I'd like to see us all escape, like all four of us go out on the same board.
Mm-hmm.
And that killer be just completely dejected and give up on playing that game altogether.
Right.
That's what I would like to see.
Which I thought we were going to do the one because we started knocking the engines out.
And yeah, we got down. That's the one Patman escaped on, right?
Yeah, because the guy was pretty bad. Yeah, we did it all. And it was actually, we're all going to be able to get this last one. And we just couldn't because the guy was just horrible. But then
he was terrible.
But then he finally started getting us.
And don't be in your feels for that guy. We're also terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible calling terrible. So it's fine. So what would you rate that game out of 10 for your experience?
Probably around a 6.
Yeah. I think that's fair. That's a fair rating. I'm not in love with it, but it was fun. It's for what we do and the way that we play. I think it's a game that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like for the four of us to get on and play something, the survivors is a team of four. It just makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Now, if Multiplayer Madness was five people, we could do a custom game and we could swap off killing.
Yeah.
But I almost don't think that would be as fun as like trying to defeat one person that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but in the bad part about that, if we did have the fifth person in there, if me and you are working on a generator and we're talking about, hey, we're on this generator, and then the killer knows, oh, there's two on a generator.
Yeah, we have to use code words like we're working on this stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't know. What would you rate our ability to play as a team out of 10?
Probably around a 5.
Yeah, I would go with a 3.
I think we got better on the last match when Patman won.
We do not work as a team very well. And I blame Marshall 205 for 97% of it, at least.
And then me, you, and Patman on the other 1% each.
Yeah, exactly. We'll split a 1%. I'll do 97% for him and 1% for us.
Mm-hmm.
He has an ability. He can't find me any other time when I need him. But when he has a killer chasing him, it's like he's got a magnet on me.
Yeah.
He's drawn to me like a moth to the light. He comes and finds me and brings the killer over to me so that I can then be killed. Without fail, every single time. He also loves to work on the same generator that I'm on, and he loves to blow it up to indicate where we are, so I also get killed.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that I blame all my deaths on someone else, which I think is fair. And it's usually him.
Yeah.
He's for sure the worst teammate.
Now, are you going to play as the killer to learn?
No, I don't think I have a desire to play as the killer. I don't like the game like that.
I think I might jump in once to do just to see.
Well, did you do the tutorial as the killer?
Yeah, but it was different because it went through quick.
Yeah, that's enough for me, I think. He learned some things by playing the killer because friend of the show, Marshall 205, has been playing as the killer on his own. He's learned some things. Not how to play as a team, obviously.
Right.
But he's learned some things. It's probably because he's got weak hands. It's hard to hold the controller. So he just brings the killer to me.
Yep.
Anyways, yeah, so that's what I played. That's what you played. Did you pull any news stories before this rooster just gets choked
out? Yeah, I got a couple things. All right. So let me pull up share screen. I'm going to share my screen with you so you can see what we got. So a rare Nintendo 64 controller from 1998 is set to fetch a European $1,000 at an auction. I wanted to show you the controller.
It's like a cheetah print.
Yeah.
It looks, there's
there's 200 in existence or 200 made.
It looks like a third party controller. It looks fake to me. Like it doesn't look like a real N64 controller. What were they made for?
Okay. So Fox Data produced around 800 of these custom controllers across four designs, making Liam's controller a rarity, a potentially less than 200 existence.
I mean, it's super cool to have something like one of 200 of anything is neat, but I don't love that print. Now, let me tell you, if I could get that thing on cheap, not $1,000 European, but if I could get it cheap, I guess that would be fine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of collector's things we look at that that get me a little more erect than that does.
I just thought it was like cool that a controller that I've never seen just...
Yeah, it's a tight cheetah print too, because I know you can't see it. It almost looks like static.
Yeah.
It's a real tight cheetah print.
And I can't think of if there was a game even out that came out that had that or why, but it doesn't even say.
When you look at the N64 controller, like out of context without a system there, it also looks extremely goofy.
It does.
And I also think it's because the cheetah print looks classy, but then the big plastic yellow, green, and red, blue buttons look super cheap against that cheetah backdrop.
Yep.
What would you pay for something like that?
For that, maybe 20 bucks. I'm not into that one.
I'm at 50.
$50. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next thing I got, Super Mario Wonder demo pods arrive at Target. And they're showing, how it looks. Do you ever play like the little demo when you go to like Target or Walmart or whatever?
No, I did for a long time, and then I don't know what happened. It was like trick-or-treating for me. At some point, I decided that I was never going to do that again, and I don't think I've ever touched one since. It's not because I don't think there's an age limit for anything like that. It's just I don't want to be anywhere long enough that I'm playing a thing at a place.
Now,
I like to go in a store and out of store.
Now, I do get to the point to where if I see kids playing, I'll watch for maybe a minute or two.
Yeah.
Because I just see them, their reaction and like, oh my God.
Now that's neat, but I would caution you got to watch how hard that you're staring at kids.
Oh yeah. No. I'll turn around. Like I'll be in the aisle looking and I'll turn the light watching for a minute. Then go.
Yeah, you'll hide behind another rack. I don't think you're doing what you think you're doing.
Yeah, no, I am.
I get what you're saying though. I would also much rather watch someone play than I would play, but I don't know. Like if I go into Best Buy, I'm typically grabbing a thing and out. I'm just not there long enough. And also, I'm like, if I was interested in something, I would like Super Mario Wonder is a game that I want to play. I don't need to play the demo at Target. Now, if I walk by, let's say I went to Target today, which I'm not going to do, and it was sitting there, there was no one there, no one around, and I could play 30 seconds of it, there may be a part of me that said, hey, like, just touch it, feel it, so that you could talk about it on the next show before it comes out.
Right.
But I don't think it would be enough to overtake the part of me that doesn't want to play that in Target. I don't want to turn around and they'll be like, I have the opposite fear that I'll turn around. There'll be a small child watching me.
Right.
Wondering why they couldn't play because this grown ass man is playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have to walk by.
Yep.
Also, that game looks super trippy as balls and neat. And
it does.
I hope it's good.
All right. Next one I got. Telltale Games has allegedly laid off most of its workers. Someone tweeted out that they were laid off early September. But they are still going to continue making a couple games that they've had on their list. Which I think one was the Wolf Among Us and then The Expanse.
Yeah, The Wolf Among Us 2.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what to say other than a mismanaged and troubled company who came back with the promise to not do that again. And, you know, making games is hard. Super hard. So, I mean, I don't know. I wish the best to everyone who affected, but
yeah,
you know, this is sweeping right now. You're seeing the residuals from all the people that were brought on during COVID to work from home. I mean, you're seeing it with Epic. Like, it's out there. People are losing their jobs. Did you pull the Epic story?
No, I did not pull the Epic one.
You know, so it's a couple weeks old now, but, you know, Epic is laying off, you know, like a whatever 15% of its workforce, which affects people from Psyonix. And they're saying Mediatonic, the developers of Fall Guys, have been decimated. They're putting their focus back on Fortnite, and they're getting away from all the things that are bleeding them dry. They've cut the esports from Rocket League a lot. You know, I don't know what that says for the future of those games, but anytime companies become bloated during something, you know, as they did during COVID or when a new game spins up in development, there's also a wake that comes after that. And I think you're just starting to see that now. Hopefully Telltale can survive it, but I don't know what the term most of its workers means, but it doesn't sound good.
It doesn't.
So.
Yeah. And I didn't get into the Telltale games until later on when I was trying to get platinum trophies and they were saying Telltale games are usually easy to get platinums. And I started playing some of them and actually really enjoyed the game. And I got stuck on the Minecraft one because Minecraft, you can only play like the first two episodes and then season two, you can play. You can't get the rest of the season one at all.
Oh, it doesn't exist anywhere. They pulled it.
Yeah, they pulled it.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Telltale guy, but, you know, we have spoke exhaustively about the issues and what led to their demise the first time.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I don't want to see anybody go out. I'm also not going to play either one of those games. So.
Well, I will play The Expanse because I enjoyed the show. Next one, Microsoft releasing a sexy gold shadow Xbox controller.
Now, as much as I didn't like that Xbox controller, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
That looks classy. It's sexy.
It fades. It's like really, it's gold up on top and it fades down to where the handles are to a black.
But that's a sexy looking controller.
It is.
It's elegant. It looks a little mysterious. Like it meets you in a smoky bar, but it doesn't tell you its name.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibe that controller gives me. Looks good. Xbox makes banging ass controllers.
They do. And I don't understand why Sony doesn't jump on board.
Laziness.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now back to the same thing. Staying on that same controller thing. Ubisoft shows off an Assassin's Creed Mirage themed Xbox Series X.
It's
too much
neat looking. Yes, it's neat looking. I don't need all that.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, the system, which is the Series X, so your tall refrigerator based console, it has full artwork all the way around it, and that used every square inch of this thing.
Yeah.
And the controller mimics the same thing. If you bleed Assassin's Creed, I would assume that this is your thing. But for me, I would rather have that gold controller than that. It's like a sand swept bottom. It does have your assassin on it. I don't even know who you play in Mirage, but it does have your assassin in it. And then it has a weird, like, design pattern with the Assassin's Creed logo. It's just so much going on. It is orange, tan, and blue.
I think it would look better if they got rid of the blue design.
Yes, I agree. If they left that black up top.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I hate that it says Assassin's Creed Mirage on it. Why does it need the game name on it? It would be so much more elegant if it was just the art.
Yeah, it, like if they just did the controller. Like, because the controller doesn't have that. It just has the eagle and then the logo.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. It's neat. If you're an Assassin's Creed fan, you get it. They just show the controller in a basket of oranges, too, which is weird.
Oh, so the other side's got the eagle.
Yeah. So
it's the Assassin, the eagle, and then the hidden blade. And I don't know what's on the backside. Which it might be just blank because of the, it looks like it's blank.
Yeah, it's because it's plugs and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yep. Okay, next one I got. Do you remember me talking about this Lego replica Xbox 360?
Yes, the Mega Bloks.
Yeah, the Mega Bloks one. There's an Easter egg inside, and actually it's pretty cool. Here, let me show you the...
Today I'm toying with a brand new...
Hold on, turn the volume down.
Oh, did you give the folks some volume?
Yeah. It's 100... If this was maybe $80, $75, I probably would get it for $75. But not for $150.
I mean, if you're into that, it looks good.
Mm-hmm. It does light up. It does have where you'd have to put a battery in it.
The system lights up.
And so he's going to take the side pieces off.
Taking the hard drive off right now.
Mm-hmm. Which they didn't advertise that it does this. Like, what he's about to do.
It's got a full disk drive inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
All the components are inside of it.
The Xbox logo lights up. Or the little circle. He has a disk. Puts the disk in and watch. Right in the middle. The Cortana.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
I won't ruin that for anybody. That's super cool.
If you want to look it up, I should get it.
Yeah.
No, not for $150.
It's right up your alley.
It is, but not for $150. Maybe they'll put it on sale.
Listen, if that was Lego.
Yes.
And exactly the same for the exact same price, you would already have it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Don't sleep on Mega Bloks.
No, I will.
I don't like Mega Bloks. I don't really know why I'm saying all that, but it's neat. I'll be honest with you. It still looks junky though because it's Mega Bloks.
Right.
All right. Their pieces just don't look as good.
Yeah. All right. Next one is something for both of us. The new Dredge DLC approaching Starboard Side November 16th. It's called the Pale Reach.
So this is weird to me because I thought this got pushed to next year.
I did too.
Because they literally just said that it was pushed.
Yeah, to 2020, early 2024.
Yeah. Is this not the same one?
It's the same one.
Yeah, I'm so confused by this, but who cares if it's more Dredge?
Mm-hmm.
It's a snowy level.
Yeah.
It's a little snowy level. That snow looks so ominous.
And there's new creatures. Did you see that?
Yep. Yeah, lizard fish.
Yeah, look at this star one.
Oh, it's like a jellyfish thing.
Yeah, there's looks like you have to get an ice block thing and.
Oh, it's like an ice pick fisher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. One more thing to take up engine space.
Mm-hmm. Which it looks like he's not even maxed out on his engine because he doesn't have almost a full board.
I have 60,000 blocks.
Yeah.
What does this do for you?
Oh, it excites me to play some more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always looking at him going through the ice. I wonder if that damages the boat.
Maybe that's what the ice pick thing is for.
Oh, it lets you drive through it. Maybe mm-hmm. You're right. Now I'm pretty keyed up for this. Oh, I don't know what's happening there, but no thank you. Ice crab. Oh, I don't know what that is either.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
November 16th.
The Pale Reach. Does it say how much it is? $9.99. Is that the price or did I completely fabricate that?
Let's see. I'm going to go back to the top. Bridge. Do not see it yet.
It doesn't say. I did see that it said there's a new crab type as well.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if we can find the price.
I'm going to guess $9.99. I'd like to see a $4.99. But I'd like to see a $4.99. And don't tell Team 17 this. Is that who made it?
Mm-hmm.
Or published it, I guess.
$4.99. Maybe.
No, that's Blackstone Key and the other one.
Okay. $5.99.
Go over to, just type in Dredge. I need to know who developed it so I can not. Because I think Team 17 just published it. And I want to give them their proper shout out. And I cannot remember who it was. Now.
Black Salt Games.
Black Salt Games. Now, you've platinumed the game. You love the game.
Yes.
Would you, for this DLC, do you plan to borrow it again or do you plan to buy it?
I'll probably buy it to help him out.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had a good enough time with it now that you would want to have it. I bet you could pick it up used on Mercari or eBay fairly cheap.
Right, but then they don't get any money off of it.
Correct. Look at you doing the right thing. Now, would you buy it on Switch or would you stick to PlayStation?
I'll stick to PlayStation, but I wouldn't mind playing it on Switch, though.
So I think I'm going to get it on Switch as well to support them because I would like to have it on Switch as well. Now, I'm very glad that I bought the physical edition of this.
Yeah.
I was bummed out that I didn't buy the physical edition of Cult of the Lamb, but I'm glad that I did make the jump for this one. It's good. They don't sell any junk, do they? They don't have any.
No.
Just the game is all they're selling.
Mm-hmm. For right now.
Yeah. Well, shout out to them, but I don't like it. I wish they would sell. Dude, I would buy a model of the boat in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they sold a little dinghy, I would buy a model in a heartbeat.
And that's all you would need. That's it. They can just sell the little boat and make.
And Black Saw Games, if you're listening, I would spend up to $100 on a good replica of the boat.
Mm.
I don't want to spend that much, but I'm willing to. Like if you made a damn nice version on the stand, I'd spend $100.
Plastic and metal.
Yeah, just plastic. Just a good looking like vinyl. I enjoyed that game a whole lot, and I also want to support them. So
yeah, I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I did.
Yeah. Is it like $29? Is that right?
Yeah.
I bought the collector's edition, which I think was $39.
Maybe I'll see if I can find a new version of the collector's edition, maybe to help them out.
Well, you saw everything was in the box that came with it. It's not much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like stickers and a fold-out map, I think. And it did come with a DLC, which I waited to use it till the end because I'm a moron.
Right.
And it helps you through the, it helps you, you're supposed to do it at the beginning of the game. It helps the game be easier. By the time I used it and got it, I didn't need it. So I was like, whoops. But here's where I went wrong. I thought Blackstone Key was a separate island. Like Key West.
Yeah.
You know, it's Blackstone Key. It's literally a fucking key that opens a door that gets you some things. I was disappointed. So, yeah. Well, good. Shout out to them.
Yep.
What right, else you got?
Some more Dre. Okay. Another one, a game that we all played, but Fallout 76 Atlantic City update, factions, locations, details. Coming out December 5th on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. So they're trying to expand more for Fallout 76 because they lost a lot of players. So they're doing a lot of new stuff to help out to get people back into playing it. I would love to jump back in there, but where I lost everything. Or I can't redo my building or my house. Now I'll have to scrap it all. I'm not going to do it.
What if you made it our multiplayer game?
I don't know. I don't think Padman played this.
He might have for a little while, but I mean, it doesn't matter. You could make it our multiplayer game and we could start to build, you know, together.
Yeah, possibly.
Or you could just keep your hatred for it.
Yeah. I just can't, because I spent all them hours grabbing all those collectibles and now they're pretty much gone.
They did you dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
And because hell, that would have kept on playing if that didn't happen. All right, to jump off. Next one. Sony has decided to change their Bravia Core to a Sony Pictures Core, and it just launched. It's an extra benefit. Yeah. It's a benefit for people who have the Sony, whatchamacallit. They call it the experience, or not the experience, the. When you have like the premium, the platinum.
Yeah.
Your game pass. It's a tier.
Basically, yeah. It gives you early access to select movies.
Right. And then you still have a bunch of other movies on there, kind of like. BTV, not BTV. What are some of the other ones that are under Freevee, Pluto TV on your Amazon?
Yeah.
It has the same Crackle. It has the same type of movies, but they have a couple Sony movies you can get on there. And then if you buy any of the movies that Sony produced wise, you get extra bonus points towards your Sony thing.
Is it a subscription or is it a la carte?
It's a la carte. If you have one of those platinum tiers or premium tiers, you get this for free.
I should look into it then.
Yeah, if you have the basic one, I don't think you get it. But if you have the other two, you do get it.
I should look into it and see. It's available via the PS4 and 5 now.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus Premium and Deluxe members, you'll get it.
What the fuck is Deluxe?
I guess the middle, because the premium's the top, the deluxe is the middle, I think. I
thought it was like essential and extra.
Maybe.
Okay, if you're a PlayStation Plus Premium or Deluxe member, you'll get a curated catalog of up to 100 movies, though the Sony Pictures Core app to stream on-demand Sony Pictures Library is part of your membership. The catalog, which will be ad-free and updated periodically, features movies such as Looper, I can't see that.
Kingslave, Final Fantasy 15, Elysium, Resident Evil, Damnation. There'll also be additional benefits for PlayStation Plus members, so stay tuned for more details.
Good. Of that list, I want to watch absolutely none of those.
Yeah.
If that was their highlight section, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But cool either way. I mean, this doesn't affect me.
Right. Well, one cool thing is that you have your PlayStation, you can watch movies. Yeah, like you can go to something like that without having to use any of the other apps.
Yeah.
Then if you do buy a movie, you get credit for it.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, so we're going to jump into everyone's favorite section of our podcast, talking about Lego.
It's Brick Talk.
But it's Brick Talk. But video game theme. Lego Animal Crossing theme is officially announced.
Thank God.
Yep. And I'm going to show you a little trailer because it...
I'm telling you, there's very few things in my life I've needed like a Lego Tom Nook.
Mm-hmm. Now...
I need a Lego Nook.
Are they doing what you want with the minis, though?
No, you know they're not, because they gave them the real heads.
Yeah.
I don't understand this... See, here's the problem with what they've done. You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they started introducing, like, the real heads, it was over.
Yeah.
A Tom Nook that was a Lego guy wearing a Tom Nook head would be more desirable than a actual Tom Nook.
Right.
Because that's always been the thing with Lego.
Right, because you could put Tom Nook and then put like a knight helmet on him or a space helmet or some hair with an actual Lego head. This one, you can't customize any of their hats.
No, because it's like the Disney ones or the Marvel ones.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the Robin Hood ones, you bought it the same way, right?
Yeah.
It's all the Disney stuff. Well, not all of it, because the Buzz Lightyear I bought the Lego version.
Right.
But like the Stitch only exists as the crazy head.
Now, these extra characters on this, do you have any of them on your island? Do you know?
I don't know. I would get all of those.
Yeah.
I have a love for Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see what they roll out. This is a little too late, so I don't see major success for this, but
they probably had probably had some issues trying to get it licensed, and that had come up and show them, okay, here's what we can build.
Yeah. Look how good those flat trees look with the fruit on them though.
Yeah. All right. And then I've took me a second to find the list set. There's going to be five sets, and ranging from $14.99 up to $74.99.
74 has to be Tom Nook's store, yeah. I would assume.
Yep. And then the other ones, maybe like one of the boats that you go on, maybe like another house or the mansion. I mean, museum.
The museum?
The museum.
Yeah, I don't think any of those cost enough for the museum.
I think the museum might be the 74 and the Tom Nook might be 39. And then the other two little guys, theirs might be the $29 one.
Now, I'm going to give you this idea for free, Lego. You sell a creator set for the house, for the villager house.
Mm.
Just comes with a stack of things and you build your house however you want.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But, yeah, that idea is free. So they range from 170 pieces and $14.99 to $75 and 500 and something.
Pieces. Yeah.
So that $14.99 is going to be literally like a character and a tree.
Yeah.
You know, Lego don't give you much.
Or maybe like the boat. I mean, the plane.
Maybe, if it's not detailed.
Yeah. And I saw this when we were talking. Fortnite is also jumping on the Lego bandwagon, which we talked about it before, but they actually showed. Here's an image.
It's the loot llama.
Yep.
Also too little too late, and this doesn't do anything for me. Now, will you get the Fortnite stuff?
If any of them I get, this is going to be a poly bag, so this is going to be like $4.99. I'll probably just get that to have it, because I know people now, will open about, it up. But they, the rumor is they're going to do the bus.
You get the bang bus?
Yeah, I'll get the bus.
What about the Animal Crossing sets?
I'll probably get them.
Yeah. Look, the battle bus would be cool. It's just, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of renderings of people that have already built them. It seems easy enough.
Yeah.
People can homebrew them. Then I don't know why Lego couldn't make a super cool one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but that's aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. I like the Animal Crossing tie-in though.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it had happened 2 years ago, but I like it.
Yep. And that's all I had for news.
I don't have any news, so you're doing better than me. I will say, I pre-ordered my Quest 3.
Awesome.
I went with the baby version. So expensive. I priced it. You know, I built it with everything I wanted. Then I did just the headset and the bigger storage. And it's just too much. I mean, you're talking about I'm going to have $700 tied up in a headset. I'm going to have to live on that thing.
Yeah.
Just couldn't do it. So I did tear down to the smaller 128 gig or whatever it is. So that's where I landed on it. I didn't order any accessories to go with it. I got just the headset. I want to see how it feels without the Elite strap. And then I'll go from there. You good over there?
Yep, I'm good.
Blacked out.
Yeah, sorry. No, I just thought you were going to say something else.
No, that's it. That's all I had to say. I just wanted to update people. Comes out on the 10th, so I'll have some reactions in the coming weeks.
We're excited for it. Do you have a game picked out in mind you're going to play right away?
I'm not sure yet. Friend of the show, Marshall205, said last night he's going to play the Walking Dead Saints and Sinners. I would love to be able to play that, but it's too scary, I think, for me.
It's on a PlayStation for free.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to play. It's too much trouble to hook up that VR. I don't know what I'm going to play, but I will get a game to go alongside it. I've already decided that. I just got to figure out what I want it to be.
Right.
The first thing I'll play on it, probably Beat Saber though.
Yeah. I tried Beat Saber. I don't enjoy it. Cause I guess I'm not into music like that to where it's good. I, if I, when I get, that I want to play Vader Immortal.
Yeah, that game is good.
Mm-hmm.
Real good.
All right, so that's it. That's all we got for you guys today. If you'd like to support us, head us over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can follow us on our socials. Also, you can tweet that Howard has no hands.
And yeah, weak hands.
Weak hands.
Burger King hands.
And then to name in Ryan's rooster.
Yeah.
I need a name. At @game_Stitch. And you can follow me also on the X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at Hoffman Show, HOFNSHO. That was episode 559. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.